Do you need a therapist? Do you need therapy? Or do you need a life strategy? Hi, I'm Camille, and we're talking about moving forward today. So I've got a lot of clients that have gone through a lot in their life, and they'll be told, you need to go get therapy. You need to get over your anger. You're so upset about your past. And maybe they've gone through betrayal. Maybe they've gone through getting fired, and they just feel upset about something, or they're still mad about something in their childhood or their past. I don't know if they need therapy necessarily or to just talk it through. And maybe that is what therapy is, and ultimately, right? But I do think that people that have a lot of grudges, a lot of anger, they just may not know how to move forward. So if you've got someone that's betrayed you, for example, like an ex-wife or an ex-husband or an ex-best friend, and you just don't know how to talk to that person, because if you talk to them, if you have a conversation or if you have a friendship again, then that's okay. What they did to you is okay. And you don't think it's okay, and you're not okay with it, and you don't want them to ever think they can do it to you again. And so it's almost like you don't know really how to deal with that person, because ultimately it wasn't okay, whatever happened. And if you hang with them again, then it seems to give it some sort of permission that it was okay. And then you're a wimp for going back to them. You don't have any boundaries or something. I validate the point. I understand that that's how people think. We don't want people to think it's ever okay to violate our boundaries or betray our trust. And if you forgive them, then it means it could happen again, and you give them permission to do that to you. I don't know if that's absolutely true, but I know that that's the viewpoint of some people, and so they can't let things go. They've got to hold a grudge forever. Your wife cheats on you, and it was a friend of yours. That person will never be in your friend circle again. I understand that. I do think, though, that it takes a lot of energy to continue to hold a grudge and hate someone for years. And I kind of think that you could work through the life lesson around that, like what it really was designed to teach you. Not that they're specifically trying to teach you a lesson, they're just being, themselves with low character. But what would that betrayal have taught you? And I believe that sometimes these betrayals put us on higher ground and we have to start over. We do have to start over when someone betrays us or we get fired. And if we don't start over, then if you stay with the betrayer in that realm, then you probably are saying it's okay to betray me. But if you leave and you're starting over, then maybe you get to let it go and work through it and not have it hold your heart back and hold yourself back because you don't trust yourself or you don't trust anybody else ever again. I don't think it's designed to stick us in that moment forever. We don't need to get stuck in a moment forever of being the betrayed one. I think we can actually move forward and learn life lessons. And not everyone in our world is going to betray us, right? I'm not saying that the trauma is not horrible. But some people that have had something happen 25, 30 years ago that are still living in that world of betrayal, even guilt. It's interesting. I had a client recently say to me, he was beat up quite a bit by his stepfather. And I mean, the guy beat him up horribly, and he knows he beat him up horribly. He told, my client's brother, half brother, that he feels horrible for how he treated him. So, but he's not going to call my client and say, "Hey, man, I was horrible to you, and I shouldn't have beat you up like that, but I did, and I'm sorry." He's not going to own it, but I think he's hoping that it might get back to my client by telling his brother that he feels guilty and feels bad. I wish he'd call my client and say, "Hey, man, I was wrong for doing that." So I think that eats at him. I'm sure it eats at this old man. He's probably in his 70s now, but in his later life, his mortality is upon him. He's now realizing the harm that he's caused his stepchildren, right? Especially my client. But even my client struggles with, I don't want to talk to that old effer, right? He's still upset with him. But all of these old wounds, this has been a theme this week. I've got a family dynamic, and there's been one of my clients hasn't talked to her mother-in-law in 6 years. Been a long time. A lot of water under that bridge. And the mother-in-law is reaching out now, wanting to come in and sit down and do some clearing and talking. And I did talk to the mother-in-law this week, and the expectation was we're going to kind of clear things up. And I said, well, we're going to start a dialogue. Let's start out with some lower expectations. In fact, let's have no expectations. Let's just start communicating, and maybe we all just share our emotional truth, whatever that is, and try not to personalize that. So time does have a way of of having us reframe things and having us, you know, we don't see it the same way, or we see our part of it and we realize we were wrong, or we probably owe an apology. And so it's time to clean messes up. So if that's a theme in my life, it's probably a theme for your life out there, right? And I do think that holding grudges probably isn't healthy for you personally. I'm not this big, oh, you got to forgive everybody. There's a time and season for everything. But I don't think we rush to forgiveness until we're ready to forgive. But here's what I find a lot of people doing. I find a lot of people hanging on to their past, that betrayal, that wound, so they don't have to move forward. And, you know, when we have these standoffs, you know, for 6 years and we don't talk to our mother-in-law for 6 years or our daughter-in-law for 6 years or our stepfather for 30 years, you know, when we have these long-standing wounds and pains with each other and we avoid each other for a long time, we're both right. We're both going to be right about something. And then when we're facing our mortality, I think that's the stuff that runs through our head. I think that's the stuff, man, I should have said I was sorry. Man, I wish I wouldn't have gone this long without talking to so-and-so. Or what am I doing? You know, why am I still being so self-righteous about something? I should let that go. And I need to, you know, call them and tell them I've let it go. I do think that we all will face ourselves in the mirror. I think we'll all face our maker. And I think that we all have a part to play in our own wounding. But I think people that hang on to their wound is because they don't know where to go from there. They don't know where to go after they get over it or after they let it go in their own mind. What do I do now? Well, here's what I always say. Just tell the truth faster. Tell the truth faster. And why don't you make a phone call or send a letter or an email or a text? There's so many ways to communicate nowadays. Or send a message through a family member. And maybe you say you're sorry. Or maybe you say, hey, I want to let go of the past. I want to create a new future with us. Or I want to move forward in my life. And this is in the way. And I just want to say what's so for me. And hopefully you can hear it. And we can move forward. Or we don't move forward. I just need to say what's so for me. I don't know exactly what you say. And maybe this is, you know, the part where a counselor or someone comes in. Because again, it's not like you're needing therapy. That's why I started this conversation with, do you need therapy or do you need a life strategy? Because some of these things that happen in our past, we can let them go. We can have a conversation. We're going to just complete it. And even talking to someone and just getting that emotional air and having someone understand what happened. And you work it through in your head where you're going to put it, even if that person's dead and you have no, you know, you have no way to clear it with them, you can put it to rest yourself. And so it just gets out of your thinker. It gets out of your day-to-day thoughts. I have this going on in my life, and I think that other people have the same thing. So maybe it isn't therapy you need. Maybe it's just a completion conversation to have with yourself or someone else or the person you're incomplete with. And I can't tell you the relief and the freedom and the thank yous I get after I help people mediate whatever they got going on and they come to some sort of understanding, acceptance of each other. We're both human. We're imperfect. We made mistakes. We hurt each other and we're going to let it go. Maybe we're not even sorry. Maybe we're not going to forgive each other. We're just going to be complete about it. And then you can move forward with a new strategy in life and not have that tension that's holding you back. So if any of these things that I'm sharing can help you, you're welcome to reach out to me. I'd love to sit down with you or talk on a Zoom call or whatever. You can find me at healwithkimile.com, H-E-A-L with K-I-M-I-L-E.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.